The reading from the Word of God from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. You'll actually find it in the booklet. It says this, these wonderful words, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." Let's come to our God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are such a gracious and loving God. We thank you that you set your love upon us, that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to live on this earth, to live our righteousness, and to die upon the cross. That you punished him for the sin that should have been ours. And we do give you thanks. We thank you that this opened the way to heaven, that those who trust in your Son, the Lord Jesus, will be acceptable to you because their sins are forgiven. And we thank you, we know this about Ivy, that she trusted in you, that you did that work in her, that you brought her to faith. She trusted you. She knew that her sins were forgiven. She walked with you and lived her life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you have promised to take her to be with you. And we know you keep your promises, and that even as we speak, she is with you in glory, gazing upon your face. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for we know that she is now free from pain, free from old age, free from sin and the effects of sin in others, no longer on her own, but with all your people and with you. And we do give you thanks. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you gave her to us for the work you did in her life that made her such a godly saint and such an example to each one of us. And we listen and long to copy and imitate one who has been such an imitator of you. And we thank you for the acts of love that each one of us received, for that care and for that interest. And we ask, Lord God, that her testimony and her witness would not finish now, but would continue in this world as others remember her, and that through her witness may others yet come to know you, as she would take such a delight, we know, in others coming one day to join her and able to say, "Because of you, Ivy, we heard the gospel and came to know the Saviour." We do ask, Lord, for Ivy's family. We ask for particularly you may be with them as they rejoice in knowing that Ivy is now much happier and far better. We do ask you to be with them too and comfort them as they will miss her and as they will feel the gap and grieve the separation that they are experiencing. And we ask, Lord God, you may be with them, that you may continue to encourage them in those darker moments. You may be very close to them, that you may bring joy to them and comfort. For your name's sake. Amen.